Joanne Bartlett and her husband Bill grew up in Washington, D.C. As children, both dreamed about farming. In 1972, they bought some land in Culpeper, Virginia, just a two-hour drive from the nation's capital.
And we thought it would be nice to plant a few Christmas trees for family and friends to come and cut. And as we planted more and more trees, we found out we had more trees than we had friends and family.
The Bartletts, along with their three sons, opened their Choose and Cut Christmas Tree business to the public in 1994. Now, the Peppermint Farm has 6,000 pine and fir trees. It is an average-sized tree farm compared to their competitors in the area. Joanne says the competition is rather friendly, but the income is not great, especially because sales have dropped this year.
I guess Christmas trees are a luxury that you can do without.
The first two weekends of December are the busiest time for selling trees. However, clients are welcome anytime. One Bartlett is always by the phone. On this day, the weather is mild. The firs and pines are waiting for their first customers of the day. Joanne Bartlett takes advantage of the lull to create Christmas garlands.
Hey, where are you?
Talk on the phone and patiently wait. Her husband Bill arrives just in time for the first buyers.
That's fine, I'll get you a saw.
This family always buys live trees, but has never cut one down before. The first step is finding the perfect tree. Cutting down the tree is not easy, so why do it?
For the kids, so he can see it, the smell that, goes around the house. Just the new thing to do, really.
But there is more to do than cut trees. Once the Christmas tree is safely secured on the car, this family spends time with the farm's pony and goats. Bill Bartlett loves his job.
You meet so many great people out here. Don't make any money, but we have a lot of friends.
Caring for the farm would be impossible for the Bartletts without the help of their family, including grandson John and his girlfriend. He says he tries to help as often as he can.
We come down like three or four times a year, help out.
But today, just a few days before Christmas, they were also choosing a tree of their own. For Tetiana Voroshko and Ruslan Petrichka, Jim Bertel, VOA News.